money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown potatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Our recipe for today will be what I call grits, sausage, and shrimp. This is good for any time, but particularly nice for Christmas morning. So as they always say, get your pad and pencil ready. But first, before we discuss the ingredients and preparation method, let's remember several principles for my recipes. As much as possible, all ingredients are local or within an hour's driving radius. Occasionally, we may need to order online or ask visitors to bring in provisions. And preparation time should not run much more than an hour. Here's my personal background with grits. This recipe enhances the standard procedure of boiling grits for 5 minutes and serving with black pepper and a dab of butter. Now, there's a bit of debate about cooking time going on. There are instant grits, which for me at least are a no-no. Some prefer to boil grits anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. I go much shorter with variations, as we will see. Grits are hearty, perfect for a group of guests and friends about to set forth for outdoor adventures. They're appropriate for all outdoor seasons and excellent for Christmas morning breakfast, particularly with a fire crackling in the fireplace and frost on the windows. But grits can stir emotions. I've seen some skeptical non-Southern folks question whether a plate of grits is really cream of wheat, and if not, refuse to consume. That can be quite a jolt for the cook, and such rejection touches on sociological issues. The Mason-Dixon line can divide more than geography. But lapses can also occur in the South. My mother didn't serve grits for breakfast. I never figured out why. This was despite the fact that I grew up in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. My mother was from Virginia's Eastern Shore, and father from the famous pork barbecue country of coastal North Carolina. Thus, an all-Southern family. To be blunt, did my mother consider grits to be some form of inferior food? Grits were introduced by me into the household after I spent a year at Fort Benning, Georgia, in infantry, airborne, and ranger schools. Oh, the memories. There were grits swimming in melted butter in the mess halls at 0400 in the mornings, at Sunday brunches at the officers' club with its neatly clipped lawns and blooming azaleas, and in the cook shack when we returned hungry as coyotes from five-day patrols in the freezing Georgia Alleghenies. So I am very partisan towards grits. Try this recipe and you'll never revert to cream of wheat. And here are the ingredients. Grits, sausage, and shrimp. 4 6- to 8-inch round Pyrex dishes, preferably with handles. 2 cups dry, 5-minute grits. 12 breakfast length sausages. 12 large shrimp. 2 tablespoons butter. 2 cups 4 cheese shredded Mexican. Black pepper, a pinch of salt. Preparation time, 30 minutes or so. Cooking time, 30 minutes total. Serves 4. And here's the preparation method. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Peel the shrimp, boil in salted water for 2 minutes. Concurrently, lightly fry the sausage links until brown. Drain both on paper towels. Bring 4 cups of salted water to a boil. Cook the grits for only 2 to 3 minutes, stirring continually. Don't overboil. Coat the bottom of each Pyrex dish with butter. Spoon in the grits. Add 1/4 cup of the shredded cheese to each dish. Place 3 sausages and 3 shrimp atop each serving. Season with black pepper. Bake in the oven for about 6 minutes. And here, the longer you cook, the firmer they get. So I like to kind of hold it so the grits are nice and soft. Remove and serve in the Pyrex dishes. Place atop hot mats or enamel plates. Careful very hot. Please enjoy you all, especially if possible, on Christmas morning. This is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.